Yep. Okay, that's our new intro.
By Riverside.
Oh, that's not our new intro.
Yeah, are we on like trial mode or something?
No, that's why I'm so like, what? No, I have the full, I pay for the full thing.
Mate, so I've got a quick funny story. So we used to do DJ sets, right? In the band back in the day.
Okay.
Like when we'd be on tour, we'd be like, right, we'll go DJ at this like metal club just for some extra bit of money. And we did it on one tour, so we did it every day for like 7 days or 8 days or whatever it was. But every night, we used to be like halfway through like a Sum 41 in too deep, you know, a couple of the goths just jumping around. And then it would go to use Mixmaster 5.0. And I'll be like, what's going on? Like, what's happened here? The whole club would just like turn around and look at us and boo us. Happened every night. And we were like, okay, that must have just been a glitch. Found out that our guitar player was just too skinned. We were on trial mode. Yeah.
Bro, I have had that happen in so many podcast interviews that I've been the guest for. and it says, your trial of Zoom is stopping now. And I don't want to tell the host, like, dude, You run a podcast. Just pay the $3 a month, bro. Mate, like
it happened to me with you know, Loom.
Yeah.
Right. But my the PT that I just had, he sent me, I think it's like you get 5 minutes before it cuts off on the free version. And it got to like 4:50 and he went, you know what, I'm just gonna send the next one in another video. And I felt like saying, I know. It's
I got you.
You got cut off. You don't want to pay for it. That's cool.
Man, I am so the opposite. Like, I'll pay the top tier when I need. It's like, well, will I use 30 gigs a day? It seems like a lot, but for a service I don't use at all. But I don't want to. I never want that logo to show up and be like,
I'm the same.
I don't mind if other people do it. Like because a lot of times we'll have students that upload videos and it'll say like, you know, powered by Video Craft or some just random. It's like, that's fine. I don't care. But when it's something that I'm doing, because I used to, you know, it'd be like the same thing. I'd use anything. And I'm like, how do I get rid of the iStock footage logo? Like, how do I get rid of that, of the Envato logo? I just want to use this picture, but it's like, oh, you got to pay $5 a month. Yeah. How are you, man? Welcome to 2023. I meant to say Happy New Year, and I don't know what the hell just happened.
Are we doing this
Welcome
now?
To 2023.
Is this the podcast?
Oh, we've been in it. Oh, yeah, we're in it.
We've been in it. Okay, yeah. Mate, I can't believe it's 2023. I know everyone says that. Like, oh my God, I can't believe where the year's
Where'd
gone.
Where did the time go?
But yeah, I actually can't. I can't believe it's 2023, man. It's crazy. I feel like I've put on about 14. I feel like all the weight I lost, I've put back on in about a week and a half.
Dude,
dangerous time.
Christmas was tough.
Christmas was very tough.
I just don't understand. Like, I'm going to change the tradition in our court because everyone just comes by with this plate of cookies and this plate of brownies. And I'm going to start going around before, like maybe December 11th, before people start getting out so that they know what I actually want. And I'm going to go around and everyone's going to get fresh cucumbers, a couple of carrots, and some hummus.
Yep.
And I'm just going to say Merry Christmas. I'm going to walk away, but it's letting them know like, hey, that dude at the end of the court, he doesn't want brownies because he can't control himself. He's a fat little piglet.
I can't control myself. And like,
no.
And then it gets to like Christmas, it gets to like Boxing Day. And then you're like, well, no, like it's not the new year yet. So I'll just eat like I did yesterday today. And then you say to yourself the next day, right, I'm going to eat really clean. No more junk. And then you're like, should we get pizza tonight? It's not the new year yet, is it? Do you know what I mean? New year, new me. Isn't it in full swing yet?
It just keeps going.
I know. I went bad. I went deep into the turkey.
My mom's got a tradition that because in America, a lot of times Christmas dinner and Thanksgiving dinner can kind of be the same, like this huge feast. Mm-hmm. So my mom's had a tradition probably, I mean, for as long as I can remember, there's a place in Sacramento called the Pheasant Club, old school restaurant. Anyways, it's been there forever. And they make homemade raviolis. And it's always been our tradition that my mom makes sauce, takes her like 2 or 3 days to make the sauce. And then she goes to the Pheasant Club, picks up some homemade raviolis, and we have raviolis every time. Well, they're closing for good. So my mom was like, I'll take all the raviolis you have because it's our last chance of ever having this. So I went, not only did I have this thing at my mom's house after having a bunch of crap all week long, but then she sent me home with like 900 pounds of ravs. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, once you put pasta sauce on anything, day two is better. Day three is even better.
Oh my God.
I can't stop eating it.
I always think like there's this restaurant in London and it's called like the something duck. I can't remember. And they're really like scientific with like food and they do all these kind of crazy things. Like you'll have like a fish dish and you have to put headphones in. So you're like, you feel like you're by the sea. I always want them to recreate, to produce a dish called lasagna the next day. And it's a fresh lasagna, but it tastes like lasagna the day after. Do you know what I mean? It always
it's
tastes
so
better.
Much better.
It like congeals.
It's so much better.
It gets thick and rich. Oh my God.
Yes.
Right, I'm having lasagna.
I mean, I go, I'll keep going until finally it like hits me with a sour smell. Like I'm like, I don't know, day six. I mean, we've got a really nice fridge. Like yeah. I'm sure we're fine. But yeah, so I'm in the same boat with you, but I have been staying on the fitness trail. So I've been doing the gym every morning.
Amazing.
I switched over to an app. My personal trainer was amazing. So big shout out to Cody. If you guys follow me, you've seen me tag Cody in plenty of stuff. I couldn't have been happier with the 4 months that I had with him as a personal trainer. But one, it's expensive because you're getting personal attention. It would be very expensive if you said, hey, I like mikeslessons.com, but could you just do it for me by yourself? It's like, yeah, of course. I just need 30 G's a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lie. I don't need that much. But just to be clear, I don't make 30 grand a day.
I love how you stopped yourself halfway through that. And it was like your brain just went... You know, just,
right when I get to 30, I was like, do I give it for a year, a month, a day, a week? I don't know. Anyways.
All the drummers watching this right now just spat out their coffee or tea and just went, excuse me, what?
I won't name names, but I had a pro drummer at a festival come up to me and say the same thing that you had one time where somebody said, how many students do you have? And this is early on in Mike's lesson. So I didn't know that anyone cared. And I was like, I don't know. And I gave him what I thought was a ballpark number.
Yeah.
That dude must have been a mathematician because in under 2 seconds, he said, so you make blah, blah, blah a month? And I was like, what? I don't know. What? Wait, is that what you were asking me? How much money I make?
Yes, like, exactly.
And I was like, oh my God. And so now when people are like, so how many students do you have? I'm like, we fluctuate between 5 and 1 million. You do the math. I'm not telling you because all you're asking is how much money I make. And that's just the dumbest. You know what? Ask Amber. I have no idea. I don't know. So anyways, just to be clear, Cody crushed it. His prices were great. But at some point, because really what you're paying for is that personal attention. I felt like, in all honesty, like he trained me in those 4 months how to look after myself. And I wanted to see, okay, now up until camp. Camp time is when things really start to slip for me because I get so busy. Mm. First thing to go is fitness and nutrition.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to go back to Cody during that time because I need that hand holding. I need that. So I just wanted to see, could I keep this forward progress going without a personal trainer? Probably a bad idea to call things to an end 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the old MyFitnessPal app didn't get a lot of usage.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
I'm
God.
Not tracking this.
I mean, I've lost my Apple Watch. So it just
and stepped on it.
It just all goes downhill. Like within, I was doing so good. And like I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, yeah, I'm seeing changes. And like everyone started saying, oh, I can see your face is changing. And started to just feel so good. And then within 2 days, I had paused my personal trainer, lost my Apple Watch, and started eating flipping basically chocolate for breakfast. Do you know what I mean? It was like, I'm either in or I'm out. So anyone from the UK, there's a chocolate bar called Whisper.
And it's like Whisper Bar.
Okay. Oh my God, it's like this bubbly little like, oh my God, it's Cadbury's. So it's like they make some of the best chocolate ever. And it's like this bubbly little thing. And honestly, I opened the cupboard one morning, I said to Trav, what do you want for breakfast? And he just went, chocolate. And I went, same here. So we
it's a great call, son.
Rona came in call. And went, okay, firstly, you're eating chocolate for breakfast. Secondly, you've just given chocolate to our 3-year-old son for breakfast. So I was like, yeah, I'm not doing well today on the diet side of things. either with me or with my son, but it's Christmas.
I don't need you coming down on me, babe. I'm not proud of this. Exactly. You know that I'm not stoked on this moment, so just walk away.
Yeah, it was a bad moment, man. It was a bad moment, but here we are.
Good stuff. All right. Well, let's dive into this. First of all, to everybody listening, welcome in to season 3 of Drum with Mike and Eddie. I can't believe we've made it to episode 113, 3 seasons. Crazy. So this is the beginning of our 3rd year doing this, and it's
hell?
Just
that is crazy. 3 Mental. Years. I remember being just stood outside the shipping container and you saying, "So, you know, do you want to do a podcast?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay." I remember that like yesterday. And that was I was literally just standing out here, and there we are, three years later, which is nuts.
That is crazy. I do remember as I was welcoming in our guests, and then I just tangented myself. Anyways, for everyone listening, this is Drum with Mike and Eddie. I'm Mike Johnston. That's Eddie Thrower. And the only reason I'm saying this is because I know we always have new listeners that they don't. We always assume that everyone starts at episode 1, but I've been listening to a lot of new podcasts and I don't. I start at the newest episode because I want the best quality. I want the best version of them. And then I go back. So for anyone that's listening, we are two professional drummers that discuss the mental and emotional side of this instrument. And really, this applies to anyone that's an artist or a creative in general.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember, you know, taking a break from my last podcast, and that one, it went really well as far as like, we had a very specific job to do because it was the Modern Drummer podcast. So we had stuff that we had to cover every week where it was like, well, this is the featured artist in this issue of Modern Drummer. And then the magazine reviewed this gear. So we were like the talking pieces for the magazine,
wow, yeah.
Which was a great safety net to have because you never have to ask, what are we going to talk about this week? It's like,
yeah,
you know, but as the magazine was getting just a little more like, to me, out of date, it was like, I don't want to talk about Ian Pace from Deep Purple. Nothing against Ian Pace. I'm sure he's amazing. It's just that like, it's just, I want to talk about the things that I'm excited to talk about, not what I'm told we have to talk about, which is what it's like to work for any company in the world. Mm-hmm. So when it came time to like, you know, that came to a close and it was great. And then it was, you know, I'm like, I'm good with podcasts. I don't want to do that again. And then, yeah, like a few months went by and I kind of really missed it. I missed the connection that you have with the listeners and everything. And you and I were talking so much at that time that it was just like, it just seemed natural. But it was, you know, for anyone that's like, we should just start a podcast. Just keep in mind, none of you have ever heard our first 4 episodes.
So Luke for Paragon was like, oh mate, we should do these like video, not a podcast, but like sit either side of each other and talk about the upcoming releases for the group. And I was like, yeah, let's do some trial episodes and see how they go. Cause like, you never know. It's such a weird thing, isn't it? I guess it's like sort of being in a band with someone. Like you can have your best friends and you can have the people that you get along with and have the same interests as, but like actually doing something creatively together in some sort of form, in some sort of order with being consistent every single week, like, it's like a working relationship as well, man, which is, it's a weird one. It's a weird one.
Tough.
Yeah, it is.
And it's, you know, we've talked about this on the podcast before, but it is the reason that 1% of all podcasts make it past 20 episodes because 20 hours of just talking to your friend, you run out of stuff to talk about pretty quick and you run out of topics and then, and you don't have for 99% of all podcasts that make it past those 20 episodes, there's generally no revenue either. So at some point you're like, what are we doing? And I don't know if this, as much as you and I love doing this, we already do this behind the scenes in our voice notes. I don't know if this podcast would be here without the patrons that honestly fund the podcast. I wish we could pretend that money doesn't matter, but it does. This is, you know, the podcast itself is about an hour and a half total, but it has to get edited. Well, how did we decide what to do? Well, we talked about it for hours leading up to it. So it's a big deal. And so the funding is a big part of it, but the funding is also what funded you coming here, me going there, things like that, where we do those things where when I think about this podcast not happening, the first thing in my mind is, you know, Kim Lee's place in Bath, us being at Sociology, the camps. It's like, no, man, this is so much bigger than just a podcast. So big, big thanks to the patrons for the last 2.5 years or whatever of support, because you are the reason this podcast exists. We always say that you're the reason this podcast is ad-free. That's a lie. You're the reason this podcast exists at all.
Yeah, massively, man. I mean, you know, I support a couple of podcasts, but like, I think it takes, it's really cool that someone actually goes out of their busy day to download Patreon, or if they're, you know, they've already got it, and then to sign up and then donate their hard-earned money to like support this and keep it going. It's just amazing, man. It's like if I see someone and they're like, oh, I'm a big fan of your band, I'm like, mate, legend, thank you so much. If someone stops me and says, Eddie, I listen to your podcast, I'm like, come back and meet the family.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, just, we're in.
It's
You're
like
in.
A whole different thing of like, oh my God, like you support this and you, which you don't have to do. It's free. It's out there. Do you know what I mean? It's out there to listen to. So it means a lot. Yeah. Man, really does. It's kind of crazy and very, very cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's get into this week's episode. So first of all, we're just edit that out. Snippies. All right. So first of all, I threw it out to the patrons. Really just spit all over my own face. I'm done. Anyways, man, if you can wrap this up, I'm going to go play some drums. first of all, I put it out to our patrons yesterday. What are your goals for 2023? And so I want to play for probably the next month or so, maybe two or three, just telling us what their 2023 goals are, because I despise New Year's resolutions. No. I don't have New Year's resolutions. I wake up every day and I attack the day, and that's that. I don't give a you know what? I don't care. 2023. I don't give a shit if it's 2023, 2022, 20, I don't care. It's Monday. Let's go. LFG. Yeah. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that we have like our 2023 goals from our patrons going through the whole month, maybe going into February. It's like, dude, the year is still going. Were you only going to do it for the first week of January? So let's play one of those now. This is from somebody that's in the chat right now. TJ Martin. And I'm going to butcher his name because it's either Lockie or Loki. I'm going TJ Martin Loki.
Yeah.
What? He sent us audio? Yes!
Whoa. Yo, what's up, drum brethren? I hope the two of you are having a fantastic day thus far and are about to have an even better week. Same to anyone listening to the podcast. That little drum intro is a couple of the fills that you guys showed us in the podcast from a few weeks ago, just mushed together.
Come on.
The focus for my 2023 is physical health, mental health, and my career. I plan on losing 60 pounds this year. I'm going to do that by eating 1,500 calories a day and maintaining a deficit 80% of the time. I started this 2 weeks ago. I've already lost 5 pounds with an 84% consistency rate. I've got 24 weeks left till I come to Folsom for drum camp. So stoked on that. I should be able to go from 225 to 175, which gives me, it just leaves me 10 pounds shy of hitting my long-term goal. So throughout that process, I plan to start strength training, to meditate on a consistent basis, and go back to therapy. And once drum camp finishes, my big focus is to go from working in tech to being a full-time teacher, also just gigging more around town and picking up touring work if it comes my way. So 2023 for me is about turning my dreams into a reality and to really live the life that I'm meant to live. So to anyone else who's working on themselves, mad respect to you. And I know that you got this. We all got this in the bag. Just got to keep pushing through and believe in each other and support each other. So anyways, have a great day, everyone, and crush it this year.
Done.
See you later, mate. Flipping out. I thought you played like one of your lesson clips by accident or something.
I thought I did too, to be honest.
I know.
I was like, wait, is that me? No, that's, wait, what? That's him.
That's crazy. And also is what we, mate, amazing. Like game changer.
Well, that's why, because like the licks themselves, I was like, I think I know that. I think, wait, is that, dude, TJ, you literally just obliterated our whole episode.
Let's hear the drums again. I want to hear the cheeky fills
I'm
again.
Not
Come
scared.
On. Just cheeky little banger. I'm not scared. Yeah. Is that a, if it's not, and I offend you with this, I'm so sorry. Is that a Yamaha EAD? It sounds.
Ooh. He's in the chat right now, so he'll let you know.
Sure is. There we go. I recognize that reverb anyway, mate. The EAD, I love that thing, mate. It is flipping amazing.
Oh,
but mate,
so
amazing.
Good. So love good. That was amazing. The only reason I knew it wasn't me is because I've never counted myself in. Click. Click.
Yeah,
I'm not. So I was like, okay, I wouldn't do that unless I was doing it for the cameras. But then when he started playing, I was like, that sounds. But then the groove sounded kind of like Eddie, and then all of a sudden it just became TJ being TJ. Well, TJ, man, fantastic goals. Physical goals are great. Mental health goals, amazing. We all need to do better with that. You have no idea how much Eddie and I have been going through behind the scenes in the last month, man. So. And, you know, the other big goal that I would add to anybody, only because I wouldn't know how much I needed it without having it. God, I hope you have a good friend. Mm-hmm. Because, man, some of the things that I go through on a daily basis that our world just never prepared us for. I don't know if 17-year-olds are going through it because they grew up with social media. They grew up with, you know, I don't know. Being scrutinized, being on camera, all of the body dysmorphia, self-esteem issues that go along with being on camera every day. And, you know, I mean, even if you guys don't see a video of Eddie every day from drumming, you're still seeing it on Paragon. So getting on camera, all that kind of stuff, we go through so much. And I just don't know what I would do if I didn't have like that voice note away, one person voice note away to just be like, I just gotta get this off my chest.
Yeah, yeah, mate. I'm the same, man. It's mate. Thank God for voice notes, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank God for it.
Totally.
Thank God. I want to go back through our DMs and see when I first reached out to you. I want to picture what I remember where I was. I was in the living room and I was pacing back and forth. Classic. having an absolute nervous breakdown, thinking, yeah. What am I doing with my life? And I remember it, man. Yeah, it's crazy, man. But exactly. All of those things you said there. Yeah, mate, that was amazing, man. I think
that was awesome.
Yeah,
great job, TJ.
And good luck with it, mate. And for as much as me and Mike were joking around at the beginning about like our diet and whatnot, like especially Mike knows his shit when it comes to gym stuff. So reach out and. It's just all about consistency, isn't it? And I think you said, just even this community, like, you know, just having ourselves be held accountable and just all know that we're in the same sort of thing. It's just amazing.
Yeah. I think that's a big part of this community is that this community is built around this concept of forward momentum, but understanding that you can't achieve it 24/7. Mm-hmm. And so don't beat yourself up when you have those slips, you know. It's not like, I mean, I've had 44 or, well, let's call it 40 Christmases that I've been eating solid food. So I've had at least 40 solid food Christmases. Yeah. It's not like I didn't know this week and a half was coming. And that, you know, like this imaginary thing in my head that, well, during Christmas, when everyone's eating absolute crap, I'll just have my bag of tuna and some chicken breast and a couple carrots. Like, it's not going to happen. So you can't beat yourself up too bad about those things. And those things are analogous to drum practice. They're analogous to practice pad time, all of that stuff. So we all have to be patient with ourselves. We have to remember to treat ourselves the way that we treat others. We're super supportive to everyone else around us, but then we talk crap to ourselves in our head. We have to be able to not do that. We need to support ourselves the way we support the others around us. And the more you do that, the happier you're going to be. But hopefully this community, you know, that is so much bigger than just a podcast now will also help with that. So awesome, yeah, to hear that stuff. All right. So before we get to the next person, what about you, buddy? What are your 2023 goals?
Man, I said it in a voice note, a classic, of course, but I said it in a voice note a couple of weeks ago, I think, which was just, I just want to do more of the things that, and this sounds so obvious, but like more of the things that just make me happy, like more of the good stuff, mate. And yeah. Sort of be more, just be selfish with what I enjoy in life. Like, and especially in a professional sense as well. Like, I think towards the end of this year, I truly felt like I'm happier on the drums than I've ever been, even though I was technically doing less. I feel like,
okay,
it's hard to kind of put into words, but like, as a, you know, we all want to do the drums for a living and be a drummer and be a professional musician and all that kind of stuff. And that's wicked. But like, it's not as easy as that. It can be very, very confusing. It can be very stressful, and it can be, there's lots of ups and lots of downs. And towards the end of this year, I just kind of just thought that I'll just do whatever I want, whenever I want. Like, if I want to do some videos, I'll do some videos. If I want to like teach, then I'll teach. If I want to reach out and, you know, do some masterclasses, then I will. And it sounds so weird, but I just want to do more of that. My life up until this point has always been like, just sort of hustle, you know, like sort of reach out, do everything, always look for work, always look for stuff when it's not coming my way. But now I'm just sort of like just chilled, and more things come your way, and it's just, everything makes more sense. So I'm sort of going off that thing of just do the shit that makes you happy, mate. Like, do more of that stuff, man. Like this podcast, the camps with you, teaching one-to-one, and then playing in bands that I enjoy playing with, and playing with human beings that I like being around. And it's just, it's simple, man. And I'm kind of like blessed in a way, because Paragon like has been such a, it's kind of come in and taken a lot of financial stress off the drums for me. So I can be like that. And that's what I've realized as well. Another thing, like that's when I'm happiest on the drums, when it's not my only source of income. So for me, man, I just want to do more of the stuff that I enjoy, which sounds so obvious and such a blunt, you know, such a generic answer. But I just think I've learned to be selfish with the drums, and it's just made me happier, man. It's just made me enjoy the drums more, and I look forward to playing. And if I don't want to play, I'm not thinking, oh God, I should want to play. And surely there's something to be doing on the kit. Like, I'll make some content or I'll do this. And it's completely changed over the last few months. I just do it when I want, and everything sort of works out for the better, really. So yeah, that's man, awesome, man. I'm just...
That's really cool.
Yeah, loving it. So what about you? What do you want to do more of, and where are you taking this year?
Yeah. So, man, there's so much going on. A shift for me as a teacher, a shift for my career. So starting with the drum career, similar to you, as far as it is obvious, you know, I mean, sweet chicken gumbo. I am the one that says in the intro of this podcast, point your compass towards joy. Easy advice, not easy to always do that, because there's still, I think you and I both, what we've suffered from in the past, especially with you being a British drummer that's not in your old band. I think things would be different if you were in your old band, or you were in just kind of like a 24/7 touring band, because it's like, well, this is my thing. But with you having that, and me not, you know, my band didn't even exist during social media time, so it's just a teacher. I think you and I have a little bit, I don't know if there's a name for it, because it's not imposter syndrome. It's just a deep desire to constantly prove ourselves.
Yeah.
That we're worthy of the accolades we've been given. And I think this is the year that I have to let that stuff go, because it's always putting me into positions that I don't want to be in, but I just have to prove to myself that I can do it. And I have to, you know, and it's like, okay, but the 2 weeks leading up to that thing is just pure hell. It's just stress, and nothing happens at the end. Like, no one ever gives me a certificate or an award and says, okay, you've got another year. You're valid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, cool. Did that do anything, or did I just put myself through hell for no reason? So this year, it really is like exactly what you said. It's pointing my compass towards joy, making sure that like a good example is, I got asked to do a TED talk a little while ago, and it's for like TEDx Folsom or whatever. And I turned it down. No. I never turned down speaking engagements. Hey, but
I mean, you've already done one.
I've done one,
yeah.
And it was, and honestly, like, the TEDx thing has been watered down a little bit. It's still an incredible honor, and I will do another one in the future. It was that I would have to come up with something just for this. I need this to happen when I've got something that I can't wait to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my old TED talk is what I would talk about. It's like, I still feel that way. So I don't have really a new TED talk that I want to give right now. So I told him, no, I just don't think this is the right time for me. Maybe check again with me next year. Is there anything else I could do? And they were like, do you want to play? And I was like, yeah, I'd love that. Playing drums like for a TED event sounds fun. Mm. Like not giving a speech, not having to wear the Madonna headset mic.
Yeah.
But just going out and playing a couple tracks like in between speakers. Yeah, I'll do that. So I picked that up and it's coming up in like 2 weeks. I haven't even practiced yet because I'm not stressed about it. And mm-hmm. I'm only going to be adding things where it's like, that sounds like fun. You know what doesn't sound like fun right now is doing that again, you know, for a room full of drummers. I'm just not there mentally. Doing that in front of a bunch of people that don't play drums in my hometown where I don't have to travel, I don't have to book a flight, I don't have to hope that my flight doesn't get canceled and I stress. Yeah, it sounds like fun. I'll do it. So just adding things to my life for the sake of, that sounds like fun. The other thing is my job is still really fun to me. And so filming these new courses that I've been talking about forever, I finally started chipping away at doing that. And basically to launch this new program, I almost have to film, I would say 20 courses just to launch this thing. 20 courses, it's six videos a piece. So I'm looking at 120 videos, I think. Yeah. Just to get it started.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah, it's a...
That would take me years, I reckon. I would get to like video five and be like, I think I could do the second angle better, which means I have to start it again. Let's go.
I'm trying to get it done in about a month and a half.
Wow.
And I'm well on my way. But the thing is, on a positive note, I'm really happy doing it. Like, I go to bed thinking like, okay, I want to blink and wake up. I don't even want to dream. I'm so excited to get back to work. I just want to blink and wake up, take my shower, go to the gym, and then get my ass to the studio and film these lessons. So that's a big thing for 2023 because I think it'll change how drummers learn on this instrument and it'll make them better holistically in a way that online education in any format, not just drumming, but any format has never done before. And I've been talking about since I got into the world of online education in 2006, I've been talking about cracking the code. And what that means for me is how can I make you as good as a drummer through your computer as I would if I was in the room with you? I've never been able to crack that code. And actually what helped me a lot was realizing that no one has. Because I signed up for, you know, masterclass.com, Khan Academy, Coursera. I signed up for everything. Weight Watchers. I mean, I've never even had a Weight Watchers meal. I just wanted to see how they taught nutrition. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see all of that stuff. And I realized like no one had cracked that code yet of what it's like to have personal attention. So anyways, I think I've done it. And I've got about six Mike's Lesson students testing the first course right now to find out, like, give me your feedback. Did this work? Before I film 19 more of these.
Yeah. Let me know.
Why don't we lab this? Because I just talked to somebody the other day about, he was like, hey, can I sell some gear on Mike's Lessons? And it was, you know, really common comment. And I was like, no, because here's what happened. When everyone said they wanted to, and then Amber and I dropped about 75K on developing our own version of Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, we went big. We were like, we're going to have it's going to be basically Reverb.com. Well, Reverb didn't even exist yet.
But
it was just selling gear between our students. So there was like trust built in, and one splash symbol got sold over the course of 2 months. It was a 12.
Brilliant.
Yeah, for like $33. I think my cut was like 11 cents. And I was like, that's cool.
That is brilliant.
Yeah. So now I've learned my lesson. Like, okay, I got done with the first course and I was so stoked. And I was like, I'm not even going to sleep. I'm just going to knock out 18 courses in a row. I'm going hot. And I was like, or maybe I should get this to a couple people to test it out first.
Yeah,
so
nice,
anyways,
man.
So that's going on. And then I would say the other thing is, you know, we haven't fully talked about it, but the launch of a new company, Rudimental Matcha.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a crazy year, mate, for sure. It's going to be a nutshell. I can't wait to hear the voice notes about, like, you know, another thing as well. You know.
Yeah. Like dealing with physical product has been such a learning curve, man.
Yeah.
You know, even just dealing with, like right now I'm dealing with Japan on a daily basis, because that's where the matcha is coming from, dealing with a specific group of farmers. But it's like, okay, you would think like, well, just send me some matcha, man. And they're like, okay, do you want it in something? Oh yeah, I'm going to need to put it in something. Let's get some tins. They're like, okay, well, we don't make tins.
Yeah. This guy makes tins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This guy makes tins. Yeah. All right. Well, let me send him my Photoshop file. He's like, what are you, a child? Send me an EPS. I'm like, that means I have to learn Adobe Illustrator, which I did.
Adobe Illustrator is the bane of my life, mate. I hate it. I hate
it. Dude, I took classes. I went old school Mike Johnson. I was like, all right. I told my wife, babe, I'll give you the 2-shake rule. I'll shake you twice. If you don't wake up, I'm allowed to go into the other room and I'll take Adobe Illustrator classes. And
mate,
I did.
Talking about classes, in the last voice note, one of my things that I missed out when I answered your question is I want to learn coding. I want to take a course on coding. So if anyone out there knows of like good video courses to help with coding, like CSS, HTML, Liquid, like good video courses. Like I'm dyslexic. If it's pages on pages and reading, which is funny because I want to know how to code, but I need someone to show me in video form. So if anyone knows how to do that or is willing to give me one-to-one lessons, let me know. Slide in the DM because I want to learn how to do it, man. I want it.
I love it. I cannot wait to trade services where you build like the 2025 version of rudimentalmatcha.com. I'm in control of all the photos for Paragon. Yeah. I come over with my Hasselblad.
I'm
going to be your
mate.
Photographer.
I would love that.
I'll do some videography for you.
You know what? Sure you know what like, I've been going through with the old What's Black that? Magic, mate.
Oh my god!
I mean, I thought I knew how to use a camera. Turns out I have no idea, basically. But you know,
you see a price tag and you're like, I assume it comes with autofocus.
Oh my god. Mate, when we got it out the box, so listeners, me and my partner Luke at Paragon, we bought a new camera, a Black Magic. Can't even remember what model it is, but it's
Pocket Cinema 6K.
It was like $2,000. I think it was like two grand or whatever. Opened it up and I was like, ooh, can't wait. This is gonna be useful for like, you know, this is gonna look so good for like POV shots. And Luke was like, well, it's going to be quite hard because there's no autofocus. And I was like, come again. £2,000, no autofocus. Why? Who? What genius
is this
made this?
1984? What year is this? Yeah, what do you mean it doesn't have autofocus?
What genius made this camera? Do you know what I mean? that would be amazing to have that. So yeah, maybe if someone slides in my DMs with a video course on coding, then yeah, I'll help with website. You help with pictures. We're sweet. We're good.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, we'll give you more updates on Rudimental as it gets close. We're looking to launch in February. You can follow us at Rudimental Matcha on Instagram. But the goal is just to get the world, you know, basically take the guesswork out of matcha. It's like, well, there's a ton of different levels. And I just want people to have something they can trust. But it is something brand new for me as far as physical product, like oh man, and just regulations, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They're asking, you know, at first, do you want it to be organic? And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, honestly, as a California company, like, I mean, everything has to be organic. Like, we don't even have an option as Californians. Like, it just has to. That's how you sell things. I didn't know. How do you get USDA certified? Who do you and I know at the USDA?
Mate.
No one. I have a better chance of getting backstage passes to the Grammys than I do finding the DM for somebody from the USDA. So, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And it's been a learning curve, but I know that at the end, and this is the advice I would give to anyone that's thinking about starting a new business. If you think about the entire journey, you'll just psych yourself out. It's too much work. You can't handle it. But I'm not thinking of it. I literally thought of like, well, step one, register the name. Mm-hmm. Step two, get the URL. Then the next day I was like, well, I guess if I'm going to do this, we're going to make it an LLC. Get on LegalZoom.com and make it an LLC. And it's just, and then reach out to this person. You start every day. I just would make one little step that got me closer to like, oh my gosh, this is going to happen.
Yeah, man.
you know, I have a meeting next week with a 3PL company, a third party logistics company, because I started freaking out about shipping, receiving, returns. And I just thought, I'm going to actually psych myself out. So I'd rather pay money to someone else to handle shipping and receiving and returns. Yeah. And so things like that. I mean, it's all just baby steps. The reason I'm mentioning all of this now is because I'm just now starting to bring that back to my drumming. And I'm actually getting back into practicing. This is a weird thing to say, but I'm getting back into practicing not for the internet. Usually I practice to try to discover something new to film, something new to put out on YouTube. Now I'm just on this journey of like really starting to develop my own drumming. I'm also realizing, I don't know if you've thought about this. I know you're, you know, a lot younger than me, but I'm 46 now. And I'm pretty certain from all the studies I've ever read that being a drummer and the way we use our brains, yes, it's very good for your brain function and for long-term, you know, I don't know if you'd call it neurology, but just making sure that my brain is healthy. I don't want to have dementia. I don't want to have memory loss. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's true just because you play drums. I think it's true when you learn drums.
Mate. Yeah, and very good point.
I think that my brain needs me to learn as much as it needs anything else. And when I learn and I'm creating new myelin in my brain and all of that, it's so much different than me sitting down and playing drums. That's almost more like cardio because I'm not thinking at all. I can already do it. No matter how complicated it is, if it's something I can do, I'm not really growing my brain. But when I sit down and I'm working on things I can't do, I think I'm actually helping my brain's health.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And that's where it's really tough with things like masterclasses and drum shows and stuff like that for me. And even camps where like, a lot of the time hate drum shows and like masterclasses and things like that. And it stresses me out to the point where I'm like, yeah, I'm not really enjoying this anymore. They do push me massively. Totally. I have to sit there and think about, all right, so I'm going to play this song. All right, well, I can't play the same fill over and over again. So it does push me. So I guess it's like finding a balance between the things that push you and then the things that just make you happy. Do you know what I mean? It's really difficult on the instrument to do that because like otherwise, you know, why do you need to practice? Why do you need to get better? So
yeah, I mean, I go through these really long, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners probably would identify with this, but I go through these really long segments of time where I just maintain.
Yeah,
I don't get any worse because I'm always playing, but I'm also not improving. And I think I just need that in my life. I'm happier when I improve. I've got better mental clarity when I improve, and I just know that I'm headed towards something. It's just hard when you've played drums your whole life. It's really hard to decide like, yeah, there's a million things I could work on, but what do I want to work on?
Yeah.
I'm kind of in that place now where I know what that is. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into another person's 2023 goals.
Hey, Mike and Eddie. I hope you guys had a great holiday season with friends and family. So I have 3 goals this year. One is to continue improving my mental and physical health. And I've struggled with depression, anxiety, and learning to cope with those through drums and teaching have been helping me so much lately. And I just want to continue that. And for my physical health, I'm already down 40 pounds. 3 pant sizes, and I'm just tired of eating salads though. Next goal is to continue my growth and creativity as a teacher. Since I'm a teacher and employee over at Bentley's Drum Shop, as well as a teacher under Gabe Halguera over at Drumbeats Online, with those 2 positions, I have around 50 students total, and keeping that and expanding creativity through my teaching is something I really, really want to improve on, and listening to you guys has tremendously helped. And for my final goal, with my busy schedule of gigs, teaching, gym, normal work, and just life in general, I want to remind myself of why I chose drums and why I fell in love with it. Because lately, I think with balancing all of those different things, I kind of grow away from it. And it turns into that like fight or flight, basically, where it's just a job. I have to do this because of money. But ultimately, I just love what I do. But I think balancing those 2 things is getting pretty difficult at times. So that's something I really want to work on for this year. And overall, man, overall, guys, thank you for making this podcast. And I'm sure everybody that listens just appreciates you guys, and I really do so much. So thank you guys for keeping this podcast, and yeah, hope you guys have a good day.
Wow. Yeah. I thought that was TJ all over again. Those goals seemed very similar.
It's crazy. I thought the same thing. I was like, wow. It's just like,
that was Miles Hernandez, by the way. So, sorry, the the audio file, if it doesn't have your guys' name in it, guys, it just shows up in our podcast streaming thing as the name of how you named it. So that was named Podcast Goals. So I didn't know who that was. So I just looked up the email. That was from Miles Hernandez.
Amazing, man. Yeah, it's wicked. I love how we all have the same sort of goals, man. It's so funny, isn't it? As drummers, like, we're literally just the same people. Like, we're the same person.
100%.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, amazing, mate. It's, I think what you said about just remembering how much you love the instrument and how much you enjoy it, it's just, that's like a kind of, you summarized it better than I did, but like, that's kind of what I've just realized as well. Like, my enjoyment for this instrument, my love for this instrument is so much more important than anything else. So I think it's just remembering that and reminding yourself of that. And it's for me, it's the balance thing, isn't it? It's like, I need to play this drums. I need to play this drum kit for the bills, for social media, for my students, and to get better for my students. But then I also need to play it for me. Also, I need to sit down and just play a little bit of Nickelback here and there. Do you know what I mean?
Speaking of,
mate, this is unbelievable. So this was a random shuffle. So they put out a new album. Travi loves Nickelback, his new favorite band. We were just playing through tracks, and this one came up. But this is the perfect example of how you can stay on the floor, Tom, and just for the verse, pre, and chorus. No crash cymbal, no ride cymbal, no hi-hat needed. This is a pure belter.
Now, is this from the new album?
This is from the new album, yeah.
Okay, so, and like I said, guys, when you send us audio, it shows up in our podcast app as the name of the track or the name of whatever you tiled the file.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie titled this Don't Listen. So I have not heard this because it's called Don't Listen.
Oh, it's so good.
But he basically, when, for those of you that were here early and knew that we had like some tech issues with our podcasting app, he literally was voice noting me like, fine by me if we don't do the podcast today. I'm just going to stay here all day and play Nickelback. So I'm assuming this is the track you were jamming to.
Yeah, it is so good, mate.
All right, let's give it a shot. Because hell is what we all go through to try and find an angel like you. Whoa. Thank God you found me, because I'm broken and handing you my heart. When the night is surrounding, need your light around me, or else I'm just standing in the dark. When the night is surrounding, need your light around me, or else I'm just standing in the dark.
So good.
Did you do the fade out for me? Thanks, buddy.
Did the fade out. Mate, it's so good. I don't know about you, mate, but every time I play on the floor, Tom, it just reminds me of how difficult the simple things are. Like, because you can't do any like sort of trickery with the hats or anything. It's just got to be simple. And I'm always just like, oh my God, yeah, doom, da, doom, da, doom, da, da, ba, da, ba, da, boom. It's just like, you can't, it's kind of obvious what you've got to play. The beat he was playing was actually like kind of hard. Like those little high tom and hi-hat pushes are really odd, but yeah, it's amazing.
I wonder if that's still Daniel Adair on drums.
I don't know, mate, but flipping.
Okay, all jokes aside, seriously,
best
all
band
jokes
in the world. Yeah.
That's basically what I was going to say. Is he, okay, all jokes aside, is he, if we got rid of any cheesiness, because there are tracks that you and I would laugh at, like not laugh at, but it's like, okay, this is a little over the top. All jokes aside, is he one of the best songwriters in the world?
He must be, man. I would love to dig deep and see if he's written for anyone else as well, because I bet he's written some of...
I bet he's written every song we love.
Literally, man. Like it's smart pop music recorded by some of the best musicians in the world. I don't know how every musician doesn't enjoy it and like it.
I don't know any musicians that don't, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've never run into a pro musician that didn't go like, oh my God, yeah, they're incredible.
Yeah, mate.
Every time. It's one of those things like where it became cool to not like Nickelback. And I understand it. Like there is a cheese factor. There's, you know, there's a look, there's a vibe. And it's also when it came out, when it was like, okay, so if I'm watching MTV back in the day, and I see three DMX videos followed by Nickelback. I'm sorry, Nickelback. You didn't make the cut. Like, it just doesn't, you don't quite hold up to like my boy DMX is on like a bunch of like quads and, you know, he's got like the Rough Rider crew and then it's Nickelback. But I'm sorry, man. Like when I just listen to it and I just think like, dude, that chorus was like, mate, it's just hook after hook after hook after hook.
And it's like a fine wine. Like it grows on your palate, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
you take I'm laughing because it's true.
You take a sip and then like the second listen, you're like, I didn't hear that hi-hat in there or I didn't hear that melody. And then like, oh my, like, oh, you've gone on me. You've gone on it's, me. Oh, then no signal.
But I thought it was
so good, man. And like, before this podcast, I was listening to it and I was just sort of trying to figure out like what he's doing with the hi-hats and the pushes. And it was hard. I was like, flipping hell, man. This is like, it's not, which is another reason why I love them. Like at first, it's an instant thing of like this melody and this feel. And then after a while, you're like, no, there's way more layers and textures to this, which is genius songwriting. It's amazing, man. So yeah, I absolutely love that, man.
I think that don't even worry about the camera.
Yeah, no, it's fine, man. But, I'll find out the song title right now because I bet a lot of people are sort of thinking I need to listen to that right now.
Yeah, I mean, let's listen to it one more time because that was incredible.
Cause hell is what we all go through to try and find an angel like you. Whoa. Thank God you found me. I'm broken and handing you my heart. When the night is surrounding, need your light around me, or else I'm just standing in the dark. When the night is surrounding, need your light around me, or else I'm just standing in the dark. Or else I'm just standing in the dark.
I mean, it's just it's so good.
Yeah, it's called Standing in the Dark. It is in the dark. That new album, they've got another song called San Quentin, which is
I heard
like,
that one.
Oh my God. That is just like Travi's new favorite song. We had that on loop when we were eating dinner last night. Mate, it's so good, man.
I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Well, to everyone out there, we hope you guys really are ready to tackle this year. And, you know, I did have a question. One question for you.
Yep.
Do you have any like London boy friends? Like, well, that came out wrong. Like,
shit. I mean, I know of any friends
that are full out like London guys.
I have one friend. You
okay?
Do you know?
okay, because there's a new-ish podcast. It's about a year old.
Yeah,
and I think it's just called The Pit Stop. But it's literally us as F1 fans. It's two bros, brand new to F1, London guys. But their friendship is the whole cornerstone of the podcast. But what's crazy is, you know, there's a billion F1 podcasts. They're up at like 750,000 listeners per episode right now. And they know nothing.
750,000.
They know nothing about F1. And they're getting invited to all these races and it's literally me and you. They're idiots. They're me and you.
Oh my God.
And people are just loving the fact that they get to learn about this sport along with these two other guys. And
that's amazing.
And so, I mean, literally, like they'll interview Lewis Hamilton and be like, so have you been racing for long? And he's like, well, 7-time world champion. And they're like, of? And he's like, F1. And they're like, wow, that's great. Good for you, Lewis.
So anyways, to be honest.
But one thing that they keep saying is they use the word jokes to say funny. Like, oh man, it's just jokes. And I'm like, wait, is it? So is that a thing? Using the word jokes as funny?
It's like, oh, he's jokes.
He's jokes. I don't get it.
That's very, very London. That's very street, basically.
Totally. Okay.
Like he's jokes. Like, oh man, that was so jokes.
Okay. Because I was losing my mind for a bit. I was like, "Who's jokes? Wait, who made a joke?
How old are they?
Like maybe like 20.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's a very young thing. Like, if I said that in front of Rona, she'd be like, bleh. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay,
what?
Okay. So it's not like a British thing. It's like a UK street kid.
Yeah. Very much so. It's okay. So it's like, oh, yeah, pretty much. But yeah, that's very, 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 very London thing, man.
That's the one thing I've been struggling to understand is, you know, he's jokes, like, yeah. Or it's, you know, it's just that whole team is jokes.
And God, like, 750,000, mate, Manscaped must be paying them a fortune.
Dude, I mean, it's crazy. Like, you know, they've got pit passes for, like, you know, Azerbaijan, and they're going to Monaco, and it's all just, and they just started as like two guys that watched Drive to Survive on Netflix, and they were like, all right, let's give it a go. But it is fun, like, listening to it. Because one, I'm fairly new as an F1 fan, so I don't know everything. So as they're discovering it, I'm discovering it with them. But the other thing is their friendship is very similar to us, where their friendship is the podcast. And it's just, you know, and everybody's been really accepting of it. So anyways, the whole he's jokes, it's jokes. I was like, I don't know what they're talking about. Am I missing something here? But now I know. All right, everybody, we hope you guys had a fun time listening to this podcast, whether you were out on a run or at the gym, or just getting away from work. We hope that you get a ton of drumming in this year. And most importantly, head down, do the work, and just chip away one note at a time, one groove at a time, one goal at a time. Don't take on the whole world. Like, it's too much. You'll give up on yourself. But if you just do one little thing at a time, you're going to be golden.
Yeah, man. Exactly. Well said. And also, one of my New Year's sort of like goals, I guess, or something that I would love to see in 2023 is Mike Johnston playing to Nickelback on Instagram. I'm just saying. Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying, I think a lot of other people would, but I'm just putting it out there. Ugh. You know, I'm just putting it out there in the world.
It's just, then like all the tour offers come. I'm so busy.
I swear to God, if Nickelback asked me to play drums, I would forget about my family in a second and move to Nashville. Do you know what I mean? I would be gone, mate.
I would be gone.
I would sell this container and say, look, actually, I would ship the container to Nashville and be like, I'm living in it. That's making it happen.
I just need a bathroom and we'll be fine. I'll figure everything else out.
Exactly.
Also, we will talk to you guys next week about our plans for 2023, because there will be more UK podcast touring dates. We're going to try to make those a bit bigger than they've been in the past. And there will be two drum camps here in Folsom, two Drum with Mike and Eddie camps. Woo! And patrons get first dibs at those. So if you're not a patron yet, head on over to patreon.com/drumwithmikeandeddie, or you can just find the link in the description of this podcast. Become a patron. You'll get first dibs. There will only be 16 total slots. That's two camps of eight. And we would love to have you here. So if you can, support the podcast. If you can't financially support the podcast, we fully understand. Just do us a massive favor and give this podcast a 5-star rating. That helps other drummers and other creatives find this podcast. And that is one of the best things you can do to help us out. And we absolutely appreciate it. Everyone in the chat, thank you for joining us live. We love you.
Yeah, and, thank you.
For now, episode 113. You know what? There's got to be like an outro. Does this thing have an outro?
Maybe we've got to have an answer. Just Nickelback.
All right, everybody. Episode 113 is in the can.
Little fade out. Oof.
Wow.
Cheeky.
Wow.
Oh, my God, mate.
Wow. I was just waiting for him to be like, brought to you by Riverside.
Brought to you by Riverside. If you want to upgrade the classic. No, I'll pay for it.